Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Ronald Packard, CEO of K-12 Incorporated. And the company trades on the New York Stock Exchange. A ticker symbol is LRN. And K-12 Inc. is a technology-based education company which offers curriculum and educational services created for online delivery for students in grades kindergarten through 12. Thanks for joining us today, Ron.
Thank you for having me.
Great. Anytime. Now, start off by talking to us about the partnership with the Wrangell School District for to open the Alaska Virtual Academy.
Yes, the Alaska is our newest state, and we now are in 24 states. And our partnership in Alaska allows any child in Alaska to enroll in an online public school that's of very high quality. K-12 is now the largest provider of this in the country, and we're excited to have a partnership in Alaska.
Good. And so talk to us about K-12's main products and services and where we may be able to find them.
Sure. Today, our primary business is we run and provide the curriculum and technology for online public schools. These are public schools no different than the brick-and-mortar public schools down the street in terms of a legal or accreditation, but they exist solely online, so a student can go to school anywhere, anytime, any place. We now have those in 24 states, and when a family enrolls in these online schools, they not only get the incredible curriculum, they also get the physical materials. They get access to a certified teacher who can help them with their instruction. They also get, usually in most states, an internet connection and a computer to use as long as they're enrolled in the school.
So it's basically a turnkey solution. You offer service as well.
Absolutely. It's a completely turnkey online public school solution. We also sell individual courses, so we have a lot of families who their child might be struggling in math or language arts. They can purchase a course. We also do foreign languages for kids from K through 12. Most, you know, elementary schools, middle schools don't even have foreign languages. We do Spanish, German, French, Latin, and Chinese.
Great. And so talk to us right now about some of the market trends, Ron, and how well positioned K-12 is to capitalize on them.
Well, the market for virtual education in grades kindergarten through 12th grade is continuing to grow very rapidly, and K-12 is, I think, clearly the leader in the space, both in size and also quality. So we think we're well positioned to take advantage of this trend, and, you know, K-12 will grow significantly despite the recession we're in.
Right. So what are some of the challenges also for K-12, and what are some of your specific strategies for overcoming them?
Well, I think, you know, the challenges are we are in a difficult state budget environment, so we often are seeing, you know, some of the funding we receive in various states reduced, and so K-12 just has to be that much more efficient to deliver the value for the students that we seek to deliver. And you know, that's what management teams do in tough times. We manage to make the best of them.
And what about in terms of, enrollment costs and things like that, and, you know, costs going up?
Well, they may be going up, but you know the demand for our product is very strong, and a significant portion of our new children come in from referrals from existing families, which is driven by we have customer satisfaction where 90% plus of our families are highly satisfied. So, you know, we have a nice benefit in that these referrals we don't have to go out and recruit, so they're very efficient, and by delivering customers great value, our business grows.
Great answer. And so what are some of the things that makes K-12 unique from some of the other players in your sector, from your competitors?
Well, I think one is the level of investment in the curriculum and the level of rigor. You know, we've probably invested in our systems and our curriculum over, $150 million to date. And it just creates an incredibly rigorous and interactive program where, we use a lot of flash animation and other techniques to help students learn. We've also managed a school district now that almost will have close to 70,000 kids, and we've learned how to use, regular testing and interventions to deliver better academic results.
Great. And so talk to us a little bit about, the company and the growth of the company. Will you look to grow organically this year? Would you consider some M&A activities?
We're going to grow organically pretty fast. I mean, I think the last 2 years we've grown revenue, at 40% a year and earnings even faster than that. So organic growth is still strong, but we're always looking for acquisitions, whether they be add-on content companies or other ways to leverage technology and education. We view anywhere where technology can deliver better education as something that K-12 is interested in.
Good. And perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience as well as that of the some of the key management team.
Sure. My background, I think I have an engineering undergraduate degree, and I also have an MBA from University of Chicago, and I think I started my career at McKinsey, which was a great experience for starting a company in the sense that, you really work in a lot of different industries and areas, and when you're an entrepreneur, you have to really have skill sets in the early years in almost every part of management, and I was fortunate to have that, and luckily the company's been successful because nobody had any experience in online education at that point because it was brand new when I started K-12. And our senior team, and we're lucky to have a great senior team. Our marketing and recruiting person was formerly, a marketing person at Independence Air, which I think had the best brand in the airline industry. And we've been able to my first person I hired at K-12 was a guy named John Holdren, who was very involved in the Core Knowledge Foundation. He's a true expert on curriculum. So, we've been able from the very beginning to recruit very talented people to K-12.
Certainly. And what are some of the specific goals and objectives that the management team hopes to accomplish this year?
Well, our goal is to continually provide students with a great education. We believed from the very beginning that if we deliver the best value for the customers, that the business will grow, and that's what we've been doing. So our goal is to continue to improve academic performance, and also with that, and grow the number of kids that are using the program, because we believe we built the best curriculum that's ever been built, and it's our kind of obligation to make sure as many children as possible use it. So, we just keep every year with those two principles in mind, and it seems to be working pretty well for us.
Right, and you also have a foreign language curriculum?
We do, and this has been great, and we're going to start trying to do it more in the retail sector and sell more individual courses. But, we offer grades kindergarten through 12th grade. We have every foreign language, at least, not everyone, but we have German, French, Spanish, Latin, and Chinese. So a lot of families, want their kids to learn foreign language, and it really is for the brain, it's important that they do it from a very early age. So we have courses for young kids, and we're finding a lot of people want those. So we're starting to sell a lot more individual courses in the foreign languages.
Great. And as you mentioned before, you also provide the training to the teachers. You don't just, give them the software and just say, here,
No, the service component's very important. And we, K-12 now, I think, directly or indirectly employs almost 1,600 teachers across the country. And we are very good and have learned over 9 years how to train teachers to teach in an online environment.
It's a very key point. And so in terms of investors, Ron, do you think that investors understand the general direction and message of the company?
I think they generally do. I mean, for investors that are looking for companies that are that have proven they can grow at very high rates and should grow at very high rates in the future, even into this recession, I think K-12 is a fantastic opportunity. When we look at the overall market size, today there are, currently 2 million kids being homeschooled, and there's 56 million kids in the public school system. Only about 1 out of 5 kids who come to us were previously homeschooled, and so that means eventually there'll be millions of children that will be in these full-time virtual schools. K-12 last year had 55,000, so clearly we have a long way to grow.
So what would you say just kind of a follow-up to that, what would you say are some of the advantages of, virtual learning?
Well, I think one of the big advantages is the flexibility. I mean, you can go to school 24/7, and so you can, you can do it late at night, you can do it early in the morning, and it gives you much more flexibility. I also think it allows you to spend the time on the things that you struggle with and move faster through the things that you can do easy. And what happens in a classroom is kids are forced into a cadence, and the teacher has to move along at a pace kind of at the meeting of the class. For kids
Right.
that can learn faster, they're held back, and kids that need more extra time, they never learned it and could be lost for life in a subject like math where you have to know yesterday to understand what's going on today.
Yeah, then once you fall behind, you can never catch up.
Exactly.
Well, great. And once again, joining us today is Ronald Packard, CEO of K-12 Incorporated. Once again, trading on the New York Stock Exchange, ticker symbol is LRN, currently trading at $17.71 a share. And before we conclude, Ron, just to kind of rehash everything, and what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider K-12 as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think for a long-term horizon, K-12 has shown it's grown considerably to date, and we should grow in the future organically. Additionally, the curriculum we've built is allowing us to access new markets. We've opened up an international school now, where we have kids from 36 countries. In our program, we also have curriculum being put into brick-and-mortar schools. So you look at a core business that's growing and should grow for a long time to come. Combined with those other options, what you get is your classic great growth company that has relatively open-ended growth compared to, you know, a lot of companies, which we know they'll plateau in the near future. Additionally, we've shown the ability to increase operating margins every year. So that's I don't know what a better investment could be than a company with growing the top line and the bottom line.
Great. Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and as well as report on your future progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and to update our investors.
Oh, thank you so much. It was a pleasure being on. And anytime, I'm happy to come back and talk more.